This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We have 37 degrees, light rain and drizzle. Make sure you have two hands on the wheel, though, when you drive home this afternoon, because we're under a weather alert this hour as a change comes in for tonight. Let's find out what's happening with AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brian Thompson.
The wind has been picking up over the last few hours on the backside of a pretty powerful storm system that's now moving away from the area. That's going to help pull down some colder air, and temperatures are going to be dropping through the rest of this afternoon into tonight. But we do have a wind advisory in effect through midnight, as winds could gust 40 to 45 miles per hour at times through the rest of this afternoon and into tonight. And then the wind will ease up a little bit late tonight. It's still going to be brisk into tomorrow, but the wind not quite as strong as what we're seeing today. Brian Thompson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Brian, thank you. Brian will return with the exclusive five-day forecast coming up at 3:15, and check conditions anytime under the weather tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. We're monitoring Mayor Brandon Johnson's appearance on Capitol Hill today as he joins other Democratic mayors for a sometimes contentious hearing into sanctuary city policies toward immigrants. The Republican-controlled House committee has been billing today's hearing as a chance to hold the mayor and his counterparts accountable for policies they claim have fueled increases in crime. But during his prepared remarks this morning, the mayor told committee members that fears of deportation in the migrant community actually make cities less safe.
When there's trust between city's residents and the police, undocumented immigrants come forward to report crimes to local law enforcement and provide information that helps the police solve those crimes.
The city's welcoming ordinance was enacted in 1985. It prohibits the city from assisting with any federal immigration raids or deportations. But Republican committee member Andy Gosser from Arizona argued that that was a violation of federal law.
The Constitution is explicit that the federal government has jurisdiction and supremacy over all immigration laws, right? We're the ones who can define that.
The hearing is still going on right now. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has been monitoring developments on the Hill and will have his report coming up at 3:31. A Chicago man has been arrested for allegedly shooting a romantic rival in Northwest Indiana this week.
Jim Ferguson was arrested after a two-hour standoff with police and SWAT team members outside of a home in Lowell early Tuesday. Portage police say after two women and a baby left the home and neighbors were evacuated, the 27-year-old Chicago man refused to surrender, prompting the SWAT team to use a chemical agent to drive him out. Police say Ferguson was identified as the person who allegedly shot a 28-year-old man Monday afternoon as part of a romantic rivalry. Police say people who knew the victim moved him to another location. He was then flown to a trauma center and is expected to survive. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Pieces of cement falling from a viaduct prompted the closure of a street on Chicago's near southwest side yesterday. Fire department officials responded to the viaduct at West 18th Street and South Damon, which is owned by BNSF Railway. No injuries were reported. The medical team at Advocate Children's Hospital in Old Lawn is celebrating their first pediatric heart transplant patient. Dr. Luca Vercella is the director of pediatric cardiac surgery.
Every day we go to work because we want to get inspired by our patients. And she's been an amazing inspiration, and her family with her has been just something that, you know, brings us to work every day. This is what we want as clinicians, just challenges, success, families who are happy, children who go back to great quality of life.
The patient is Natalie Paramo, a 15-year-old girl from East Chicago. Advocate Children's is one of two hospitals doing pediatric heart transplants in the Chicago area. The other is Lurie Children's Hospital. Well, the Hard Rock Casino in Gary is proving to be a good bet. for the owners.
It was considered by some to be a gamble before the casino opened in the spring of 2021, a $300 million gamble. Since then, the casino just off 8094 has proven critics wrong, topping the state's 13 other casinos for 39 months in a row. It brought in nearly $37 million in January, 16% better than the previous January. Matt Schuffert, the president of Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana, told the Times of Northwest Indiana, business has definitely exceeded our expectations from a gaming revenue perspective and from a non-gaming revenue perspective. Aside from gaming, there's a concert venue that draws big-name talent and restaurants, and there are plans for a hotel at some point. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The sponsor of a measure that could force at least one Illinois school to change its sports team nickname says the bill is long overdue. WBBM's Jim Gudas talked to him. He's here at the anchor desk with more. Jim.
Lisa, State Representative Maurice West, a Democrat from Rockford, has introduced a bill prohibiting public schools from having mascots that are derogatory to people with disabilities. The legislation specifically targets a high school in downstate Freeburg near St. Louis, where teams are called the Midgets, a term considered offensive to people with dwarfism. West introduced another bill that would ban public schools from having mascots that are offensive to Native Americans.
It is the year 2025. We're living in a new day and age, and we're just making changes to reflect the progress we've made as a community. So just bringing us in alignment to where we should be in the year 2025.
When asked about West's legislation, the superintendent of the school district in Freeburg had no comment. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Gudas, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
University of Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman goes before a U.S. House subcommittee hearing considering federal legislation regulating college sports. Whitman is urging Congress to address issues establishing a level playing field for competing sports programs while at the same time properly compensating athletes in a free market.
We've seen that in states like Missouri and Arkansas, where they now allow NIL payments to high school athletes who have signed letters of intent to compete at in-state institutions. We've seen it at states where they have offered state tax breaks for student-athlete NIL income.
NIL is short for name, image, and likeness as it pertains to college athletes being compensated. Northern Illinois University is in a planting mood. The DeKalb School has been awarded $475,000 to plant as many as 450 trees over a four-year period. The DeKalb Daily Chronicle reports the grant money comes through the Morton Arboretum's Chicago Region Trees Initiative. Time for sports, sponsored by West Coast Men's Health. Here's the scores of Mark Grody.
Bigger and better is what the Chicago Bears are going for on the offensive line, and they have struck again, trading for all-pro guard Joe Tooney, who had thrived in Kansas City over the last 4 years, blocking for Patrick Mahomes after beginning his career blocking for Tom Brady in New England.
If there's ever any shot to put him in the Hall of Fame, I don't know what type of credit he needs. He is that type of caliber player himself. He'll never say that. And you'll never think that by talking to him because he's so humble, down to earth. But he's an incredible player himself, and he's going to bring a lot to that locker room.
That's Tooney's former Chiefs teammate, Nick Allegretti, now with Washington. Allegretti was a guest on The Score today. The Bears gave up a 2026 fourth-rounder to get Tooney, so not costly. The Bears also recently acquired guard Jonah Jackson from the Rams for a sixth-rounder. It is a three-year, $106 million extension for edge rusher Max Crosby with the Las Vegas Raiders. The Philadelphia Eagles are re-signing all-pro linebacker Zach Bond to a three-year, $51 million deal. The Seahawks star wide receiver DK Metcalf has requested a trade. He wants out. NBA, it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks before Ayo Dosunmu plays basketball for the Bulls again after undergoing surgery this morning on a fractured shoulder. The Bulls with a blank spot on their calendar today. They are in Orlando tomorrow. There is a Blackhawks game tonight. They host Ottawa. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And working people, that's exactly what I do.
Republicans in Congress billed today's House committee hearing on sanctuary city policies as a chance to hold Mayor Johnson and other Democratic leaders accountable for their city's approach to immigrants. But the mayor says those ordinances make Chicago safer and rejected GOP suggestions that undocumented immigrants were fueling violent crime. That hearing just wrapped up on Capitol Hill. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has the latest.
In his remarks to the House Oversight Committee, Mayor Johnson said the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts were counterproductive. Like the other mayors there from Boston, Denver, and New York, Johnson said an atmosphere of fear hangs over immigrant communities.
Any actions that amplify fears of deportations make Chicago more dangerous. Those fears cause witnesses and victims to avoid cooperating with police.
And under questioning, he rejected assertions of Republican Congress members that the Welcoming City Ordinance prevents police from cooperating with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents.
With a criminal warrant, our city and our state will cooperate with the federal government.
But all the mayors said the Fed should get a warrant. Not all Congress members agreed. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And moments ago, Mayor Johnson talked to reporters after exiting the hearing room.
I wake up every single day working hard to make sure that people of Chicago are safe. And we have a lot of work to do. No one's going to disagree with that. But we are headed in the right direction. Violent crime continues to go down. You know, I don't take this stuff personal. I was elected to represent the people of Chicago, and that's what I do.
Clear when the mayor plans to return to Chicago. Well, those 25% tariffs imposed by the White House on goods made or grown in Canada and Mexico lasted about 36 hours, at least as far as the auto industry is concerned. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said those tariffs are being paused for now.
We are going to give a one-month exemption on any autos coming through USMCA. Reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect on April 2nd, but at the request of the companies associated with USMCA, the president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they are not at an economic disadvantage.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.